Here's a thought I'll title, Pruning is the Essence of Aesthetics. What got me thinking about this was watching a family member this last weekend with lopping shears out in her yard, which looked pretty good to me. Lots of beautiful trees, lots of blossoms, lots of growth. But she went after it with those lopping shears and pruned and took out and removed. And it was so much better when she had done it. And I thought, that's just like photography. If you're like most photographers I know, you have thousands of images in your Lightroom catalog or however you manage your digital asset database. And if you're using film, you probably have hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe more than that, of film negatives, all of which could be processed and produced into a finished print. But of course, you're not going to. You don't process and finish every single exposure and mat it and frame it and hang it on the wall unless you've got a much, much, much bigger house than I do. No, instead, we pick and choose. We make discriminating choices. We apply some sort of characteristic that says this is better than that, and then we eliminate images. We prune them, if you will, from the candidates that we're going to put in an exhibition in a gallery, or in a book, or in a PDF, or in a Seeing in Sixes. But we prune more than that. We also prune every time we're composing a shot, because as we all know, at least I assume you all know, that the fundamental act of composition is getting rid of stuff. It's not adding stuff in. It's getting rid of the unessential, unimportant, distracting elements of a scene so that you can distill the experience into a visual unity that's stronger as a result of your having pruned. We can do that more than ever now with things like the generative fill or the generative remove that uses AI to completely eliminate things from our compositions that are distracting. So easy. Pruning. And if pruning is the essence of improving the aesthetics of a garden or a photograph or anything else artistic, then what's its opposite? Its opposite seems to me to be superfluous acquisition. That is to say, including things that really shouldn't be there. But does it make sense whether you're pruning the garden or your photographs or your project? All of that is based on making aesthetic decisions. You know that by lopping off this branch, by eliminating this element in the composition, by removing something with AI or literally walking into the scene and removing it before you click the shutter, all of that requires an aesthetic decision where you say, this will be better as a photograph if I get rid of this stuff. I can't remember ever thinking that my photograph was going to be better as a result of stuff I added to the picture. And if pruning and eliminating is the path to better aesthetics, then why not just adopt that as the mindset for your entire art life? The first question, the second question, the third question, all the questions about any given composition, any given location, any given theme ought to be, what can I get rid of that will strengthen the project? The only exception to that might be when we're out with the camera gathering assets that we're going to use in a project that's as of yet undetermined. Rather than pruning at that point, it's the equivalent of planting something and watching it grow for a little while and seeing then which things you can prune, which is exactly what the gardeners do and the bonsai tree people do and even the poets do and the musicians do. They start with more than they need and then prune, prune, prune. It also occurs to me that when you're showing your work to your family or your friends or your peers, your photo club, your workshop, maybe that's the question that ought to drive the conversation. Which images can I eliminate from this project without diminishing the content? As I look back on my workshop experiences and my photo group experiences, Normally speaking, if there's any critical commentary at all, it's usually around moving things around. It's the geometry of composition, which is a root to aesthetics, there's no question about it. But so is pruning, and probably even a better and more powerful technique to strengthen a project. So experiment with that question. Which images would you eliminate to make this project stronger?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.